Oh, this show's the best.
The best show.
Best show.
Best show ever!
Who voted?
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, teachers, I'm going to let you sound off here for a second, okay? Or educators, if you're in a school. As we get ready to go back to school, parents got a lot to think about. But what are we forgetting? Okay, teachers, what is a message, piece of advice, something you want parents to know before they send their kids back to school? Okay, 312-946-4995. I do this as a service to both parents and teachers, right? Can't think of everything. So what is something you want teachers, what is something you want parents to know before sending your kids back to school? I put this on Facebook too, and there's some pretty interesting ones. And I like that they have to be coming from very personal experiences. Like this one from Jennifer says, tell your kids not to lick all the teacher's pens. You see a kid coming up. This is my pen now. Jacqueline says, don't send your kid to school with a baggie full of tuna for a snack. It smells bad. I can imagine. Jeez. And this one's from Rick. He said, if you have an accident, tell someone. Don't just throw your underwear in the teacher's trash can. That's good advice. Teachers, what do you want parents to know before going back to school? It could be funny personal experiences like that that you want to avoid again, or it could be something very general. 312-946-4995. Kiri in Crown Point, you're a teacher, right?
I am. I teach eighth grade.
Eighth grade. All right. My son's going into eighth grade. This is perfect. Talk to me. What's something you want?
Absolutely perfect.
Us to know.
Do not call or text your child during school hours.
Oh, guilty.
They are at school. Arrange the rides, arrange what they're having for lunch, arrange everything the night before, the morning of, not during school hours, please.
That's fair. You know, but my son turns his phone off during the day. So when he gets to school, it freaks me out because it turns green. And I'm like, you better not have gotten an Android when I wasn't looking. But it's not. It's because the phone is off.
Well, you have 1% of the children. Then.
I did
1%.
It! All right.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you so much for calling, Jenny. And also, I'm glad you went into your teacher voice there. I heard it right at the beginning.